In concluding this essay, it seems to me that the vertical structure of sexuality in publishing may result in two different forms of energy. At the top of the structure, there is much energy expanded in using overt sexuality for persona and control, but lower down, energy may be dammed into secrecy. The displaced energy required by furtiveness, in fact, means that those at the lower levels of power are severely restricted in their mobility and expression, including their freedom to criticize the structure, including to themselves. Even in local publishing terms, I receive a message every now and then from some respected author or other who has felt secure at one of my former publishers, only to have been betrayed by them, and needing to know what my own experiences were. To comfort and preserve, I try to explain what I have realised to be the overall political structures involved. The last case confided to me very recently involved a publisher who began with conservative training, assumed a more left-wing political stance temporarily, and then culminated spectacularly in the arms of a major think tank, the New York Times, and the American publisher New Directions. New Directions, of course, was an example of the CIA philosophy that avant-garde work represented American culture and patriotism. Hence the championing of Borges for the Nobel Prize and their earlier rehabilitation of Ezra Pound's reputation after he had established his fascist sympathies during the Second World War. They are currently heavily involved in promoting the war on Russia, with perhaps China to come. One of their recent publications, provided by an Australian publisher, describes a Chinese lady being humanised by Western culture in a Japanese setting. There is no question that such works are of high literary quality, just as the paintings of the CIA-promoted Jackson Pollock were of high quality. But it is a part of persona sensationalism created for political purposes that it may result in public disaster for the artist, as it did with Pollock. In terms of the sexuality of publishing, however, I would be concerned that Australian publishers and publishers in general might themselves fall victim eventually to the same betrayal practiced on some of their authors. It should not be forgotten that the publisher Maxwell's were under the protection of the Council on Foreign Relations, and that reportedly Ghislaine was once provided with a bodyguard by them. There is no doubt planning over decades involved in such cases, but that does not guarantee security. As we have seen often in this essay, the powerful have long regarded all art as intrinsically sexual, and like all their other sexual projects, to be discarded when the time is ripe.